Everybody, it's Tuesday. Yeah, we're here back. Talking about another movie. You seem like way too far over there.
Not too far over? Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you. What are you doing over
you
there?
You keep moving this shit, too.
I don't. I can't.
See, this is not, there's no uniformity in this shit.
This is as far as I can move, though.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I can't move any farther than that because that's the end of the
desk.
I'm going
to put some tape on there like you do on a fucking movie or in a TV studio to show exactly where the chair legs go.
Well, sometimes I move the chair because you leave the chair there, and then when I back my chair up, it knocks it over.
See how this shit goes? She twists that shit around on me, so it's my fault.
Well, it is your fault.
Why is there...
Everything's your
the
fault.
The lighting is fucked up in here. Oh, I see. We don't have our reflective
surface. Oh, because that was... Yeah, because I was in there earlier. Ooh! I didn't realize that made that much of a difference.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I gotta get that fucking
There's
soft.
There's a light, and it's bouncing off.
It's gotta get that soft
the closet
bounce.
Door, and I had the closet open because I was in there, like, recording earlier.
Gotta get that soft motherfucking bounce.
Yeah. Somebody said, are you using your new camera? It looks different. No, it was just because we didn't have the light bouncing.
Yeah.
That's why. All right, so...
I got a different color going on back there, too.
Oh, and that was... Yeah, we changed it to green for the Halloween. We were gonna change... We changed them to orange, but you couldn't really tell they were orange.
No, they just looked white.
They just kind of looked whitish or yellowish, and I was like, meh. So we changed it to green, and you forgot to change it back.
Actually, I think the green looks pretty good. You see?
Yeah, it looks all right. I mean, you can't really... It's just... You turn Spock's knees green.
Yeah. See, it's got like behind me like a halo.
Sort of.
Like my energy.
That's your aura.
My aura.
Yeah. I haven't got one. I've just got...
It's blue.
Because I'm...
It's blue.
Black-hearted and evil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right. So we're talking about another movie today. Here's another one that just dropped on Shudder. Now, I am... obviously an idiot because I was about 3/4 of the way through this movie before I realized it was a sequel to something. And I should have realized it to start with. Okay, because the movie, it's Indonesian, okay? And it's called May the Devil Take You Too, but not to, like, the number two, like T-O-O, like also. And so it didn't really occur to me that this was a sequel, but then when I saw, like, the poster that had the Indonesian title on it, it was actually, like, whatever that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce because I don't want to offend anybody with my terrible pronunciation, but it was called, essentially, whatever the title was, Chapter 2. So this is a sequel, which explains a lot. Now, I don't think that you necessarily have to have seen the first one because I figured out what was going on. But I think probably you would get into the story faster, like, if you knew what had happened in the past and, like, who these characters were, like, in relation to one another. But, like I said, you don't have to have seen it because they do give you enough information that you can, like, figure it out. But it doesn't come to, like, halfway through or 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah, I gotta say, before we get off into this, the movie looked good.
Yeah.
It had a lot of action in it. There's something about these Indonesian movies, I'm digging them. All right. But this particular one was kind of samey.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possession movie.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the director, whose name is Timo Jajanto, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right either. Sorry. But you can tell he's a big Sam Raimi fan.
Yeah.
This is not a comedy. It's a possession movie, but it's not like an Exorcist-style possession movie. There's not like priests and all that kind of shit. But there is some of that in it. But there is, like, a lot of Sam Raimi, like, gore, a lot of kind of, camera shots that are kind of, like, Evil Dead-ish.
It's got some good practical effects mixed with some questionable digital effects, but it doesn't really matter. It's within the context of a lower-budget movie. It was acceptable. You know, I'm thinking of the fire, you know, the CG fire.
Fire.
It's hard to do CG fire. It was a decent flick.
Yeah.
It was a decent flick. Don't expect to see anything brand new or innovative or mind blowing. You sit down, you're drinking, it's Saturday night, you want to see a fucking monster movie. It does deliver on that. I think
it's pretty action packed.
Yeah.
And there is, like, a lot of gore, there's a lot of ghosts and monsters and, like,
I think I could have had a little bit more humor in it.
Like, yeah, because it's not funny.
Right, and I think it would have been a little bit better because some of the shit that happens is fucking through the roof. It you know, it strains credulity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some pretty wild shit going on. You might as well.
You might as well go the Sam Raimi route and just lean into it and go, yeah, this shit's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I like that better. It's more honest and it gives you a different tone. You know what I mean? Is that you're not supposed to be believing that this is actual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I think it should have done. Other than that, it was a workmanlike movie.
Yeah, this was decent. And like, yeah, I said, I'd be interested to know, because like I said, I didn't really figure out until like halfway or three quarters of the way through that this was actually a sequel. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure Shudder has the first one too. So I'd be interested to know, because I was reading a review of it and the girl that was reviewing it had the same experience as me. She's like, I didn't realize it was a sequel. I watched the second one. And then I was like, oh, it is a sequel. So she went back and watched the first one and then watched the second one again. And she's like, the second one is much, much better when you've seen the first one. You don't have to have seen the first one, but it helps because you kind of get into, because you have like a bunch, apparently you have a bunch of new characters in this, but a couple of characters are carried over from the first movie, and they kind of get thrown into a new situation. So basically what the story is that at the very beginning, there's this girl named Dewi, and there's like this other girl named Gadis, I think is her name. And basically some bad shit happens. It seems like they don't say it outright, but maybe she's possessed by a demon or a ghost or a violent ghost is haunting her. She has like bruises all over and shit like that. And her friends are kind of like, they don't really believe her. Oh, that was 15 years ago. It's like, he's gone, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out that Dewi, the friend, she gets, like, horribly, brutally murdered, like, in an obviously very supernatural sort of way. So then you cut to this other character named Alfie and her daughter, Nara. Now, these two, I didn't know it at the time, but these two are carrying over from the first, or at least Alfie carries over from the first film, because I guess the first movie was about her and her dad, like, summoning a demon, like, because he wanted like a witch to like give him a bunch of money or something like that and accidentally summon a demon, like you do sometimes, happens to everybody, you know. So apparently that was the first movie, and she's back for the second one. She has a daughter now, and she basically gets kidnapped by Gadis and all of her friends, because they're like, hey, you've been through this devil shit before, so we think all of us are orphans, like we all grew up in the same orphanage. And the guy that ran the orphanage was like this abusive asshole, and we killed him, and we think that he's back, and we think that you need to help us deal with it. And then chaos ensues. So like I said, this is, you know, it's nothing new, like in the possession genre. It's not, like I said, it doesn't have, you know, like an exorcist or a Western possession kind of thing where like the church guy comes and like sprays holy water everywhere and like it's much more like Sam Raimi Evil Dead type possession, you know what I mean? It's much more that kind of thing, so it's a little bit more I guess original in that regard. But I mean, if you're into possession flicks, if you like Indonesian flicks, actually we've reviewed like a few Indonesian movies on the show quite recently, and I've actually really enjoyed them. Didn't we watch that one that was called, I think it was called Empedagore? That was actually really good. Yeah,
that was about the cult, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
That was a good one.
I liked that one.
Look, I gotta say, that one was better than this one.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
But they're different kind of movies, I guess. This one, it's just a different kind of horror movie.
Yeah, I'm generally not like a big possession movie person. It's like I'll watch them.
Think Evil Dead, but
not a comedy.
But not a horror comedy. Just like a straight horror.
Yeah, a straight horror movie that's done in the style of Evil Dead.
Kind of like the style of Evil Dead.
Like it's kind of like,
it's like Evil Dead, and they're trying to get you to buy into it, like it's real, and that it's all serious.
Yeah,
I think was a mistake, but okay.
Right. I mean, there's a lot. There's quite a bit of gore in this. Like I said, there's quite a bit of demons. It's real. I don't want to say it's like over the top. It's not as over the top as Evil Dead, but it does have like a lot of people screaming. It does have a lot of like kind of out there like demon shit. I did like a few of the, like when one of the possessed chicks was trying to get into the room where the little girl was, and she was like holding on to the top of the door, and then she was like thumping on the door with her feet, like really hard. Yeah, like, you know, I thought that was really cool the way that was done.
Another thing is I have to consider my age. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe if I was in my teens, I would have appreciated this more with the serious tone. You know what I mean? Maybe it would have scared me more. At my age, if it's got a comedic fucking element to it, it's more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Just because I don't buy into this shit anyway. You know what I mean? You're not going to scare me. So you might as well amuse me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Now, you can scare me in a different way, like gross me the fuck out or repel me. You know what I'm talking about? You can do that, but that might piss me off. Actually, I may not enjoy that movie. There's only one movie in recent history that kind of fucking disturbed me that I did enjoy, and that'd have been like Human Centipede.
Yeah,
that was fucking nasty, but I did like that. Yeah, but I did like that movie, but I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah, that's one of those movies where it's like, well, you kind of had to see it because, you know. Everybody had to see it. Yeah. It's just one of those things.
But I'm not going to watch that shit again, man.
Right. No. Well, yeah, it's interesting because, there's some horror movies that are just like, even if they're over the top gory or something, like, even like something like Dead Alive, which is just, even though it's just completely over the top and completely disgusting, but it's still really fun. And so it's really rewatchable.
Well, but Human Centipede, you're also feeling bad for him. Like, oh.
Well, yeah, that's exactly.
You know what I mean? Fucking,
well, yeah, because you can imagine what would happen if you were in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of fucking, you know what I mean? But but to the movie's credit, I didn't get pissed off at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I couldn't,
it's
like...
It's not like I'm going to go, oh, fuck it, I ain't watching this shit anymore. You know, I didn't do that. I wanted to see what was going to happen. And then after it was over, I was like, damn.
Everyone's going to get their mouths pooped into. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Shit, man. Spoiler alert.
But you could kind of imagine some fucking crazy evil scientist coming up with some shit like that. Some fucking perverted evil scientist.
Yeah.
With some kind of scat fetish or something.
You know what's funny? Like, I actually wrote a short story before Human Centipede even came out about a dude that was like a circus performer, and he had like a half brother like growing out of his back.
Yeah.
And they had an act where the guy would like eat the shit out of his thing, and then like he would like throw it back up. And
oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, so well I wrote it because I wanted to see if I could just write, like, something, I said I want to write something ever, just like the grossest shit that I can think of. And because I had read this story, and I can't remember who wrote it, but I had read this story about this guy who like was keeping his wife in the cellar, and like he would always like make her, he would like eat corn and then he'd poop and he'd make her like lick his butt and there was like instead of toilet paper and stuff. And I was just kind of like, well, if something's going to gross me out, it has to be poop related or vomit related. Cause blood and gore and stuff like that doesn't bother me. So it's like, so I wrote that, and it's like, now even I was reading it for like the audiobook, and I kept having to stop to gag, even though I wrote it.
Damn. they're talking about the sequel to Human Centipede. I saw the sequel, but I think I only saw like the first 15 minutes. It was like it was going to be pretty good. I got interrupted and I never finished it.
I think I've just seen like pieces of it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever like sat down and watched the whole thing straight.
Black and white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's black and white.
I've just seen bits of it.
I never got to finish it.
But yeah, something like that. The ironic thing is that if I'm gonna really, really love a horror movie, I actually kind of want it to make me feel like shit and like I never want to watch it again. Because then it's like successful.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's a horror movie, all right. I never want to watch that shit ever again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it really like bothered me so much. And that happens less and less, but it still does happen every now and then that I'm just like, huh, no thank you. But as I said, if it's going to gross me out, it usually has to be like poop related. I don't see anything like graphically like bloody that grosses me out ever. I don't think, you know,
talking
what I mean?
About Human Centipede, do his jacket it with sandpaper. I didn't know that was happening in it.
Oh, and yeah, I kind of remember that.
Gotta go back and see it. I gotta finish it, I guess.
that sounds like fun.
Is there anything else you want to say about this movie?
I don't think. Zach just said Hereditary is my favorite movie now, and I also never want to watch it again. Yeah, same. That's actually the one that I was thinking of. That movie, like, it just really, really bothered me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to watch it again because I feel like there's so much shit that I missed because there's like all this hidden shit that happened in the beginning, like all the shit in the background. But it's like every time I think about watching it again, I get anxiety, and I'm just like, I don't. Because it made me feel so shitty for like a week or two after I saw it. And I was like, I don't want to feel like that again. But it was like a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Is that all we had to say on the subject?
They were talking about the election. Today's a big election day. It's gonna it's going to be like the Super Bowl of all elections. And the whole world is watching. And I know some of you guys are going to... some of you guys are fucking messaging me. Mega was messaging private message. Who's going to win? Look, all you got to do is look at Florida and Ohio. If you win Florida, after out of the last 27 elections, whoever won, except for one, and that was JFK, I think they said, everyone who won Florida in the past 27 elections, except for one, won the election. If you win Florida and Ohio, you're unbeatable. And just watch those two states. You'll see. I got a pretty good idea that it's going to be Trump. But there's no way of knowing until they're, you know, until it starts coming in. I mean, you'll have a real good idea in around by 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock Central Time, or Eastern Time, you'll know. About 10 or 11.
Well, I mean, that's all projection from exit polls.
No, is it early votes also?
Well, that too, but they don't start right. counting all those until the polls close.
Right, but you know.
So it might be a few days before they know.
I don't think so. They're going to try to stretch it out, but I don't think that they're going to be allowed.
I mean, it's always been most of the ones I remember. It's always been like a day or two.
Three or four states that are trying to say, "Oh no, we're going to take weeks to figure it out," and you know, until every vote's counted, but. That's not enough states that are going to be doing that. If the other ones all call it, and you know, there's probably and if Trump did well, then it won't matter if Trump loses. He can concede those states, and they'll go right to a thing. There's propaganda going on and mind games, but I think you'll know by tonight.
Yeah, well, like I said,
You'll know by tonight, because you see the thing is that. I think it's only four states that are saying that, no, we're going to take days and days, and you know they're going to be throwing ballots into the back door or whatever. Or they're going to try to just slow down the count. But all Trump has to do is concede to those states, and that'll put a damper on that. He's okay, you got it. That's probably what he would do, because I think he's going to win enough in all the other ones. But, like, we don't know. We just have to see.
Yeah, I'm, like, not...
Yeah. It's going to be like the Super Bowl, though.
I'm not going to worry about it. I don't watch it.
I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to be sitting there fucking just watching because it. I like the fucking commentary.
It's just kind of like, it reminds me. Like pro wrestling. It reminds me of like when we used to have hurricanes and like my grandmother would just like sit here and watch like the hurricane coming. Like for days. And I'm like, dude, it's like 2 days before the show.
My grandma used to do that, too.
She'd be on the weather. Why bother?
My grandma,
it's so boring, like, watching it.
My grandmother in
Mississippi. Like, I'll figure it out tomorrow. I'll watch tomorrow.
My grandmother in Mississippi, her whole world changed when they had that fucking radar channel.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, like the weather channel.
It was the weather channel. That's right.
Yeah.
And you could pick it up, I think, even without cable, because I don't think she had cable. And she would just put it on that channel.
Yeah.
And watch the fucking radar.
Yep.
When it first started, it was like something off of an Atari. That's how few pixels there were on the damn thing. And they would be playing music, and she's sitting there just watching the fucking hurricane go, oh, it's going to be a big one. Oh, here it comes.
Well, the thing about it, too, is that the hurricanes, when they start talking about it in Florida, it's like way over by fucking Africa, and it's like a week away. And it's like, they have no fucking idea where the shit is going to, yeah, it could hit here, but it probably won't. Winds, it's like, no point worrying about it now, is there?
Winds of 180 miles an hour, what's coming? Yeah, I remember the whole rigmarole.
Yeah, see, my grandma did that.
It's like a, oh, Lord.
Well, my grandma didn't do that. She wasn't religious, but yeah.
Here it comes. Lordy, lordy.
I mean, I don't know. I guess they didn't have anything better to do. It's like, I got better shit to do. You know what I mean? All right. So anyway, this movie's on Shudder if it sounds like it's good. I think the first one is on there as well, if I'm not mistaken. Because like I said, I was a big dummy and like watched this one without even realizing that it was a sequel to something. Mm. So, you know, maybe have a double feature. Of the two movies, if you're into Indonesian horror possession movies. And we will probably be back tomorrow, probably talk about that Russian series that we watched. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because somebody recommended that and we did actually watch it and we haven't reviewed it yet. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And we will see you on the next one. Bye.